Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it
everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored, as always, to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. And my name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master, energy medicine practitioner, certified metaphysician, holistic life coach, author, and certified aromatherapist in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I always state the reason for my developing the show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships. And I also wanted to discuss the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And this evening, we have the wonderful opportunity of having two guests for our show. And sometimes we have guests and sometimes we do not, but this evening we have two guests to talk about a very, very, very wonderful topic. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. And so without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is Holistic Women's Retreat. And our guests this evening will join us at 7:30 p.m., and they will be Dr. Imani Ma'at and Mr. Ron Stevens. And for those of you who are on the computer, if you would like to talk to either my guest or to myself, you can dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those listeners who may be on the phone, if you would like to listen via your computer, just type in http://tobtr.com/s/5632107. Again, if you would like to listen via computer and you're on the phone, you can type in http://tobtr.com/s/5632107. And Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion. And only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host for this evening. And the purpose of the show is to connect you with people who are like-minded and to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, This show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Now, last week our topic was Unleashing the Power Within, and our guest was Nazir Ra. We had 17 live listens, and we had 8 callers. However, in 1 week, we have had approximately 300 downloads, which means 300 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness Program. I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. And since we debuted our show October 22nd, 2012, we have had 40,841 listens, which includes the live calls. And this is only in 12 months. So remember, too, if you can't join us live, you can always join us or listen to the archive shows. So I know some people are not able to join us live, which is fine. Now, as I said, last week's topic was Unleashing Your Hidden Power, Tapping into the Divine Power in You. And Nazir Ra, who is an author, lecturer, and life mastery coach, was our guest. Let me just give some information about Mr. Ra. Nazir Ra has been a student of metaphysics, religion, and psychology for over 2 decades, and he has studied Arabic, Hebrew, and the Kemetic hieroglyphs in his quest to understand human spirituality. Nazir holds a bachelor's degree from Georgia State University in history and science. He also holds a master's degree in educational leadership from the University of West Georgia. In 1999, Nazir produced a best-selling meditation CD entitled The Sleeping Serpent, Morning Meditation. The CD has been a tremendous success and continues to receive outstanding feedback because of its effectiveness. His first book, The Hidden Self, A Guide to the Metaphysical Self, is located in bookstores nationwide and continues to astound critics worldwide. And his second book, The Hidden Power, How to Manifest Your Dreams, is really setting the world on its heels regarding personal development, as he gives practical techniques to attract anything you desire into your life. Recently, Nazir has released his latest book, The Access Codes to Zion, How to Live on the Frequency, which is being critically acclaimed as his most powerful book to date. The book was released with the Zion Meditation Series, which makes the effectiveness of his teachings exponential. And Nazir Ra is executive producer and a featured expert in the hit documentary film, The Hidden Self, A Deeper Secret, based on questions he received from around the world. And the movie has met with worldwide success and is destined to be one of the most powerful self-help films ever. Nazir also produced the powerful DVD series, The Metaphysics of Destiny, which is a series of interviews with the most influential visionaries from all walks of life in candid and hard-hitting question and answer sessions. After overwhelming requests to lecture, Nazir has developed Unleash Your Hidden Power, a weekend event for Total Life Mastery in Atlanta, Georgia. The conference is held every March and September. In his seminars, Nazir teaches attendees advanced spiritual practices and brain-based techniques for personal transformation and success in life. Nazir empowers a wide range of diverse people with practical, usable techniques to transform their lives, and he challenges the entire human race to take responsibility as the most intelligent beings on the planet. He is calling humanity to step up to our power to transform ourselves from the inside out so that we may transform our world. And if you want to get in touch with Nazir, his office number is 404-825-5595. Again, his office contact information is 404-825-5595. His website is Nazir, N-A-A-Z-I-R, .com. Nazir, N-A-A-Z-I-R, .com. All right, so this evening, as I mentioned earlier, we'll be joined by our guest, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and Mr. Ron Stevens to talk about this wonderful holistic retreat that's going to take place on Saturday, this Saturday, November the 9th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. For those of you in the listening audience, both males and females, I just want to take a pause here and just give some information. I think it's extremely important for us as humanity to take a pause and just to go within and to reflect. I have a newsletter, and for those of you who would be interested in contacting me to get put on my mailing list, my email list for my newsletter, you can send me a friend request to Facebook. So send a friend request to Jamila, J-A-M-E-L-A, Franklin, I think it's Jamila dot Franklin 5 Facebook. I have a couple of accounts, but send me a friend request and then I will put you on my Facebook list so that you can get updates about different things that that I'm sponsoring or that I'm sending out to people. But in my newsletter for November, I stated that it's very, very important for us to take this time in November, which is fall, to go within and to do some reflection. I think a lot of times what we do, we're not in sync with the seasons. People are, to try to lose weight during the winter, during the fall and the winter, is completely out of sync with what nature has provided. So for people to do dieting and fasting, this is the time for you to put on clothes, to put on extra weight so you can burn fat. I'm not saying to go to your nana's house, your grandmother's house, and eat all the fattening foods. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that this is not the time to release weight. This is the time to maintain your weight or to not be concerned about releasing weight, because you need the extra weight to protect you for the winter. And that's what animals do. So we're out of sync in a retreat that Dr. Imani Ma'at is having on Saturday. Is going to give women, it's designed for women, it's going to focus on how to get back in sync with your natural rhythm. And for men as well, but the retreat is designed for women. But I want to spend this time before I bring them on at 7:30 just to tell my listening audience how we need to look at nature to get back in touch with the things that are biologically correct. People are eating foods that are designed for summer. If you're eating watermelon or any of the foods like that, or watermelon or cantaloupe, those are fruit that should be consumed in the summer and the spring at the earliest. But, you know, any watermelon that you get now has been created in the lab. And Monsanto has bought up a lot of the seeds. So you're eating chemically produced foods. And any foods that do not have seeds, you know, are produced artificially in the lab, because everything comes from a seed. Human beings, everything. There's nothing that does not come from some kind of source. So to eat foods and they don't have a seed means that they were genetically produced in the lab. And a lot of people don't like spitting out seeds, and so Monsanto has gotten wind of this, and so now they're producing genetically modified food, and now it's being ingested into our bodies, and it's causing cancer. So we're not in sync with the foods that we eat. We're not in sync with what we do to our bodies. So if you're losing weight or wanting to release weight during the fall and winter, you're not in sync with your body. If you're eating summer foods during the fall and the winter, you're not in sync with your bodies. And you can tell the watermelons don't taste the same during the fall and winter months as they do in the spring and summer months. And so you can just go online and find out the natural rhythm or cycle of foods and see if you're in cycle with them, because what that does, some people think, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. When you eat foods that are not that are being produced out of season, you're throwing your body off, and you're eating things that are going to affect you not in the best way. So you're not in rhythm because you're eating foods that are not in the normal cycle. So it starts affecting you spiritually, mentally, physically, and it can end up causing cancer, because for them to produce foods that are not in season means that they have to grow them in a lab. They have to artificially produce them. And if they're getting them from another country that grows them year-round, that's the cycle for that country. You're in America, so to eat something that's 10,000 miles away from you and bring it into this time zone means that you're still not in sync with your bodies. So I think it's very important for us to know how to get back into the rhythm. But because we want things fast, particularly things like chicken, I've told people, too, when they eat chicken, they mass-produce these chicken wings. And I've asked people, as many chicken wings as people eat, all the stores have them, chickens cannot grow to full maturation to produce all these chicken wings. So now they're producing chickens that have four or five sets of wings on their bodies, the genetically modifying chickens. So that's why you see the spike in cancer, because we're eating things that are being genetically modified, and you're eating the chemicals. If you could see some of the animals that before they're slaughtered and brought to you in the grocery stores, you would be amazed. You'd be horrified. And I'm asking people not to take my word for it, but just to go out and to investigate this themselves. Investigate it. Tilapia is one of the favorite fish that people are eating. It is filled with worms. All you have to do is get tilapia and pour some vinegar on it, and you will see the worms come out. And you know that that's also the case for pork. So a lot of these things that you're eating are infested. Chicken is also infested with a lot of pus and feces. Really look at some of the things that they have on YouTube, and they would just explain to you. One of the important DVDs that I've shared with people is called the RAVE Diet, R-A-V-E Diet, D-I-E-T. And I've had that around for a number of years. I've taught that. I've shown that to my college students, too, to show them just exactly what they're eating and how they are not eating what they think that they're eating. So I think it's very important in this retreat that Dr. Imani Ma'at is having this weekend, and I'm one of the speakers. I'm listed for aromatherapy, but I'm going to also talk about some of these other things I'm talking about now as well. We have to really pay attention to get back into the cycle, into the rhythm of life, because we are creating havoc within our bodies, and we can stop it. I tell people most of the things that cause us to transition or to die early can be prevented. It's caused by putting things into our system, either alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or too much caffeine or poor food. And we can reverse that. We have the power to reverse most of the diseases, and if we want to make that type of commitment to do so. So the retreat that's taking place on Saturday will highlight some of the things that we need to pay attention to. And as I said, fall is the time for us to go within and to retreat and to take personal inventory before we go into hibernation, which is winter. You know, fall is the time to slow down. We're on this treadmill of just moving very, very fast and just not taking time to breathe. And I know of something that I just experienced recently. A friend of mine who lived in my subdivision is no longer here, and she transitioned at the young age of 52 due to cancer. She she really, really hung in there and gave it all she could, but it was her third bout with it. And some of the things that she was eating, some of the things that she ate, were not of the highest vibration, not because she couldn't afford it, but sometimes we just don't pay attention. And we think that when someone comes to us to give us information, that person's trying to make us a vegetarian, and we think, food is not that important. It is very important. What you put into your system can either enhance your body or it can detract from your body. And same thing with stress. There are vegetarians who get cancer because they're stressed out. So I am no way wanting people to think, if I become a vegetarian, can I get cancer? No, it's a holistic approach. Definitely if you're eating devitalized foods, like processed foods and chicken and fish and those kinds of things that are from these stores and have worms in them, if you're eating those kinds of foods, particularly a lot of foods that are prepared by fast food restaurants, you are subjecting yourself to devitalized foods, and your body is not being fed. So you can eat all day long, but if it's processed and overly processed, there are no living enzymes in the food. So that's why people continuously eat throughout the day when they go to fast food restaurants, because the body has not been fed. So they keep eating, and then they notice a few minutes later they're hungry again. And that's because they've had nothing but a lot of processed foods, high fats, foods that are full of high fat content, a lot of sugar, a lot of salt, and the body is still starving. So they keep eating, they keep gaining weight. And they wonder, why am I gaining weight, so fast? And I know you've heard of the guy who did this experiment who ate foods from McDonald's for, I'm not sure, for 30 days or a year or whatever, and he almost died. And he did that to prove a point to Americans. And, some people didn't miss a beat. They heard about it and said, wow, that's sad, and continued to go to the fast food restaurants. So we have enough data out there to prove that we need to just slow down. Fall is the time to slow down and take personal inventory about the things we put into our bodies in terms of our thoughts, in terms of our foods, in terms of the people that we are connected to. Because sometimes we also need to take personal inventory in terms of people around us, family members or whatever. Yanni Van Zandt has something out that she posted on my Facebook page. It was very interesting because sometimes we are in toxic relationships. So it's not just the food. Like I said, they're vegetarians who, I know of vegetarians personally who are no longer here who've died because they had toxic thoughts and they were in toxic relationships. So we can't lie to our bodies. We can eat the foods and say, oh, the foods are good. Or we can be in relationships, oh, the relationships are good. Or be in a city that's full of smog, oh, my body doesn't respond to that. It's fine. Or look at TV shows, like I know someone who looks at CSI constantly, and she doesn't think that it's affecting her psyche. And it really is. She's had several surgeries, and she's not making the connection. So everything that we are exposed to, our body has a wonderful memory, and it takes it in. So for this retreat that Dr. Imani Maad is having on this weekend for women, I encourage people to stay tuned and to listen to the lineup and to hear about some of the things that will take place. But I really, 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 really care about humanity. I really do. I'm passionate about it. And I really want us to really take personal inventory during the fall to see what is working and keep those things and to see what is not working. See if the relationships in your life are working, because sometimes people, because they're in relationships with family members, they think that they have to endure. And I said, family can kill you. Blood can kill you. It's the closest thing. Because we don't want to step out of it. I know people now who are no longer here because of family relationships. Foods that you're eating, just because you've been eating the food since you were a child, doesn't mean that it's still benefiting you. The job that you're on doesn't mean that it's still benefiting you. If you're stressed out, we might need to think about releasing some things. And this is where your faith comes in, because a lot of people are metaphysical, spiritual, and religious. But are you a believer in terms of knowing that you deserve the best? Are you a believer in terms of knowing that you can have the best? Are you a believer in knowing that you can release things that no longer serve you and can move on? Because the universe, your teachers, Jehovah, Allah, your angels are waiting for you to trust and to believe and let go. And once we do that, the things that are waiting for us to benefit us, to take us to the next level, once we release what is no longer working for us, then the next level can appear. And so many people are praying and praying and praying and praying, and they're not meditating and they're not listening. They're asking God to change their lives, and then the answer shows up and it's not what we want. I know, because I've been there. It's not what we want and how we want it, so we resist it. And whatever you resist will persist. Whatever you keep running away from and not wanting to see is going to show up like a bad penny. It's not going to go anywhere because the lesson has not been learned. And it's not a negative thing. The universe is answering our prayers, and we just have to go inside, like this time during the fall, to get still. The summer, we're out, you know, busy, doing all these activities. Nature is getting still so it can prepare the seeds to take to blossom during the spring and the summer. Even nature gets still. Everything now is going into a mode of being still and silence. The trees are going into their season of not producing any more leaves. Everything is taking a break. The animals are preparing for the winter to be still. Human beings are the only ones that choose not to get still. And you know what? You cannot manifest or allow things that are your best and your highest to come through if you never, ever get still. And that's why I was so blessed to have my blend Peace Be Still, because people who use it, it causes you to meditate and to get still. And it takes the stress off. And sometimes we need to have something like that to help us. And it's all natural. You don't take it by mouth. And it's just a wonderful blend. So I encourage each member of the listening audience to get still. You deserve it. I encourage you to go within and ask yourselves, why are you giving away your power to everyone outside of yourself, your children, your jobs, your mates, your environment, the government, your grandchildren, whoever is in your world? If you're feeling stressed, usually it's due to an external source. And once we get in touch with it, we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? And in most cases, because I'm a psychotherapist too, it's easy for people to be busy in other people's lives because we don't want to do our own internal work. That's usually the case. And when we say, oh, I can't do this because I have to do this for this one, this for this one, and if they got still and really looked at their lives, they would see where the change is necessary. And we don't want to do the change. We say we do. But when people never commit to it, that gives me a sign that they really don't want to do the work. So we use excuses. You know, we get involved with our children, with our jobs. We become workaholics. You know, we then obsess with food. We have all these external things that keep us from getting focused. So this is not a time to blame ourselves or to blame others. This is a time to become very patient, very loving, and very kind with ourselves, and to really reflect as to what we truly want, because the universe is saying you can have what you want, but it requires that you get still. It requires that you become honest with yourself. It requires that you do your work, and it requires that we stop running around being busy, because as long as we're being busy, those lessons will not go anywhere, and they will just keep repeating themselves until we make the commitment to do our inner work and listen to our inner child, because he or she has been screaming for a while for our attention, and we've not listened. And so I don't want this to continue for you in 2014. So let's just get still. and say we deserve to pay attention to ourselves. Let's stop doing other people's work. Let your children, your grandchildren, your job, your boss, your lover, your husband, your wife, let them do their own work. You can't save them and rescue them anyway. And what happens in some cases is when you do that, they end up resenting you. It doesn't get better. They resent you. The very thing they ask you to do, they resent you for it in the future. So let everybody be on his or her own personal journey, and let's take the time to get still and be appreciative and thankful for the wonderful gift we call, which is life. Okay, so after this commercial break, we'll bring on this evening's guest.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings. Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and you are with Professor Jamila Franklin. And I have the wonderful opportunity this evening to introduce tonight's guests, Dr. Imani Ma'at and Mr. Ron Stevens. And tonight they will talk about the Holistic Women's Retreat for the Spirit, Mind, and Body. And the date for the retreat is going to be Saturday, November 9th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Dr. Imani Ma'at is the retreat organizer and facilitator. Okay, and tonight Dr. Ma'at will discuss the need for women to nurture their spirits, minds, and bodies by taking time for themselves. And that's exactly the message that I had given for the past half hour. She will also give an overview of the wonderful activities that will take place in the presenters for the holistic retreat. Now, just Dr. Ma'at has been on my show a couple of times, but for those people who may not have heard about her before, I'll just give you brief information about Dr. Ma'at. Dr. Imani Ma'at is an author, health educator, scientist, and motivational speaker. She is the CEO of her own business entitled Healthy Haku Productions, LLC, which specializes in health educational workshops, training, and motivational speaking regarding healthy choices and opportunities for teens and adults. Also, Dr. Ma'at offers coaching on health and wellness. Her coaching helps the client define optimal health and wellness goals. So she is the facilitator and the retreat organizer for this wonderful event on Saturday, November 9th. And some of the other presenters will be yours truly, Professor Jamila Franklin, and my topic will be aromatherapy, healing for the spirit, mind, and body. And I'm also going to talk about empowerment, life coaching as well, because that's one of the things that I do. I'm a holistic life coach as well. Another presenter will be Aggie Nasheed, and she is the founder of In the Raw, and her topic is live and raw food preparation. She is an exceptional raw food chef, and people in several states are familiar with Aggie's wonderful skills. So she is going to provide the food for the event. And when people hear raw food, sometimes they don't know what we're talking about. We're not talking about raw animals, not raw fish or raw pigs, no. We're talking about vegetables that are marinated and that have the living enzymes inside of them. And because your body, most of the times when you eat food, the foods are dead because they've been cooked. So whenever you cook foods, the living organisms are gone. And so Aggie is going to give information about that and tell you, show you how to prepare foods that are all plant-based. No cheese from pigs, from cows, no dairy. She doesn't deal with anything that has an animal origin. No milk. All of her products are plant-based. Baba Yoga Bay, and he's going to discuss and show people how to do yoga for this mind, body, and spirit. Kwanda Deshane, and her topic is going to be caring for the caregivers, because a lot of people, and she's a minister as well, a lot of people now are having to care for aging parents. And also we're seeing a spike in the numbers of women who are taking care of their children's children. You know, young mothers who have raised their own children, and now they have decided to take over the parenting responsibilities for their grandchildren. And we're seeing a lot of women now stressed because of that, because that's another responsibility. They didn't think in their 50s and 40s and 60s that they would be raising grandchildren. They've done their job, and they now raising the children of their children for different reasons. So Kwanda's going to talk about how the grandmothers who are caring for these children or aging parents, how they can nurture themselves. Soraya Abdul-Mateen is a registered nurse, and she's going to do a wonderful guided meditation and sound vibration healing. Soraya is a Reiki master, and she does exceptional meditation series. She's just excellent. I've gone to quite a few of her meditation, guided meditations, and when you leave there, you feel that you have received the energetic healing that you needed. And she's just really, really very skilled and just exceptional in that area. And then Ambassa Safera, healing through play. And Dr. Ma'at is going to give more information about her services, because this presenter is going to share knowledge of energy and herbal medicine and the ways that these two modalities assist people to get from where they are to where they want to be in life. So this is a really excellent lineup, and the lineup is going to be, like I said, on this Saturday from 10 to 5 p.m., and the day will include meditation, exercise stations, aromatherapy, massage, nutrition, live and raw food demonstrations and meal with smoothies, yoga, fun, presentations, and so much more. And there will be a luxurious infrared sauna open for participants. And it's going to be in this beautiful location, which is on 3 acres of wooded land, which is a retreat center. It's with woods out front and a beautiful, beautiful piece of property. It's just so serene. And so the participants will be able to enjoy it, because it's not at a hotel or some other place where people will give you a time frame and you have to get out. It's not like that at all. So I haven't given you a brief overview. I will now plug in Dr. Imani Ma'at. And for those of you who would like to join us on the phone, the telephone number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023, and press 1. Okay, and I'm going to bring in Dr. Ma'at. Greetings, Dr. Ma'at. How are you?
Good evening, Professor Jamila Franklin. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Very, yes. Very well. So I gave everyone
well,
a...
thank you. I know, uh-huh. You said what I was going to say, so now I don't have anything to say. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you have plenty. I have plenty.
I never am short for words, you know that. But thank you so much for having me on your show again and for being such a big supporter and encouraging in terms of the retreat. You know, this is our first official retreat, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. And we had, you know, this is our private home, which is why we have not put the address out on the internet, because
right.
We don't want people to know where we live. But when people register, they will receive the address as well as instructions for what they need to do for that day. And the good news and bad news is that we are almost at capacity in terms of people. Yeah, we're excited about that. So at this point, we have a number of people who've made commitments, and it's pretty much first come, first serve in terms of who pays for this wonderful day that we have laid out. We have just extended the day by another hour. Instead of starting at 10, we are starting at 9 because we realized we had such a packed day that we do want to be able to finish the official presentations by 5. We promise people 10 to 5. So now it's 9 to 5. So Raya Abdul-Mateen is actually going to start us off with a wonderful, wonderful meditation that you mentioned, which uses the sound vibrational healing method with the Tibetan bowls, and it's just so beautiful, and you go so deep. So she's going to be first on the agenda, followed by Baba Bay with the yoga. So, you know, first we start on the working on the mind and the spirit, and then we go to the physical. And the type of yoga that he does still combines working on mind, body, and spirit. So it's a really nice transition to, you know, to his yoga and what he's going to present to us. So, and I just love Baba Yoga Bay, and I love everyone that's presenting. Most of the people I've known for a very long, long time. But I asked him this morning as we're finalizing the agenda, I said, how much time are you going to need, Baba Bay? And he said, 2 hours. And I said, okay, you might get 1 hour, but you're not going to get 2 because it's one day and we've got a number of presenters. And I felt so bad having to limit him because what he offers is so, so very powerful. Baba Bay is an elder in the community, and he is in top-notch condition and health. He had a little challenge maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, and he has come out of it victorious. He's doing very, very, very well and is so dedicated to sharing with the community what they need to keep their bodies fit and trim, you know, like his, in addition to mind and spirit. So that's going to be very, very powerful. I believe I don't have the itinerary in front of me because we're still juggling a little bit, but I can just tell you some of the other things. You mentioned Aggie Nasheed, who's a quintessential chef for live and raw food. She's had training throughout the country, from California to Georgia, and I know she studied with Brenda Cobb at the Living Foods Institute, and a lot of people locally know her. She also studied, her first program was in Optimal Health in San Diego, and she worked with the Quatamani Holistic Institute. But she's just, the old folks used to say, you know, people cook with love, and that, mm-hmm. that's what really makes the food taste good. So Aggie prepares her live and raw food with love. And it's just so sweet and so you can just feel it, the energy that is in her house, in her kitchen. When you go to her place, you just don't want to leave. And I heard a story the other day. In fact, Soraya was saying that there was a butterfly that landed on Aggie. Now, butterflies never, you know, hang around people like that. They may, you know, kind of fly around you a couple times and leave, but to land on you, you know, and the attraction, of course, is the energy. And also, when I was there, there was a cat that came up on her front porch. I said, oh, you have a cat now. She said, no, it's the neighbor's cat, but she just loves coming over here, so I feed her, and now she won't eat where she lives. She likes to come here and eat. And she was just kind of, I mean, you're a cat person. You have cats. So you know, he would just kind of get close and kind of curl up around her leg, and just, I was like, wow, that is so sweet. Your cat, the neighbor's cat is in love with you, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just so, it's so, she just has that kind of energy that nature is just, you know, coming to her because she's so pure and so kind in spirit, you know. So I'm, and it was interesting on our last call to find out how the four of us are actually so connected, myself and you and Aggie and Soraya. And so it's just nice to be able to collaborate and do something with people that you know well, have known for a long, long time. And we're just looking forward. I mean, it's really going to be a love fest. You know, I was talking to my granddaughter just, I think, yesterday morning, and I asked her, I said, what's the most important thing in life? And she says, I don't know. And I said, you know, I think it's love. I think love is really all there is. You know, the more we practice love, the better the world is. So that's the type of energy that people are going to feel at this retreat, just people who are into health and wellness and healing, mind, body, spirit, you know, interested in the whole person. You know, and so Kwanda DeShane, Reverend Dr., soon-to-be Dr. Kwanda DeShane, her presentation is on care for the caregivers, you know, and she's done a lot of work with people. You know, she worked in hospice at one point, and so she's worked a lot with people who take care of people. And she also looks at the women as the primary nurturers and caregivers in the home setting, taking care of the husband, taking care of the children, taking care of the grandchildren, and never really stopping to fill back up, you know. So she has a whole workshop that she does on care for the caregivers, which I think is going to be phenomenal, you know, just because That's sort of the theme of this workshop, of this retreat also, just an opportunity for people to stop and to pamper themselves and to interact with other really positive, really, really powerful women. You know, the networking alone is worth coming for because in addition to the presenters, we have some really heavy hitters, and I won't call names on the radio show, but we've got some really well-known people in the community that are going to be here who will be sharing of themselves, of their experiences. So it's not just the facilitators and what we bring, but it's also the people who will be attending, you know, because many, I would say most of the people attending could also be presenters. That's mm-hmm. That's how powerful this group is. So it's going to be very interesting being with people who, like me, like you, are used to talking, are used to sharing. And I actually, I think it was probably you that suggested it, Jamila, but I have actually enlisted a timekeeper so that I don't have to be the heavy when it comes to cutting people off, because there's so much information to share that, you know, this could easily be a 3-day retreat. And it is so ironic. You mentioned Sister Mbasa. Mbasa Sophia is also a good friend. And, you know, as I was planning this 1-day retreat, she was planning a 3-day retreat for the following weekend. So, you know, we decided market whatever each other's workshops, and I'm going to be presenting at hers. She's going to be presenting at mine. She's a wonderful, 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 talented sister, and she started a radio program also on Blog Talk called Life Conversations Radio. She's the co-founder of that, as well as the founder of the Natural Healers Network. And Divine Arts Production. So she has come up with this program called Play, which is in a lot of ways similar to what I do, and I'll talk about that, the Healthy Haiku workshops. But she has a workshop, and I believe she's going to go either right before or right after Kwanda one talking about healing the, you know, caring for the caregivers, and the other talking about using play to heal. And so it's I have not gone through her workshop. I've heard about it, and I'm very excited about being able to participate in that. The workshop that I created called Healthy Haiku Workshops came out of a program that I have, it's had several iterations, but in 2002, I co-founded a team theater program with a good friend of mine. He's an attorney, and I've had where he's worked with youth for over 30 years, youth programs in and out of the court system. And I've worked at CDC for 22 years, the Centers for Disease Control. But both of us got to a mutual point where we thought that it would be so important to use drama and theater to educate young people about important health issues. So we were having like the same conversation with a mutual friend, and he actually brought us together and said, you know, you all need to talk because you're having the same conversation and you don't really know each other. So once we met and started talking to each other about this teen theater program, it was so ironic because near the end of the conversation, after having what felt like I was speaking to myself, I asked him when his birthday was, and no coincidences in the universe. We were born on the exact same day, several years apart. I think he's 2 years older than me. So that was very interesting. And Ombasa is not born on the same day, but she's also a Libran, like I am a Libra. And our birthdays are very close in time. So it's there's something about that energy of, you know, end of September, beginning of October, and wanting to use theater and creative arts and so forth to work with people. So we started Yes for Health back in 2002. It's a not-for-profit teen theater program, which is still in existence. We're actually getting ready to go back into the theater to reproduce a piece that we did on a play about diabetes that we did some years ago, which is just as relevant now as it was back then. So out of the theater piece, I created what's called Healthy Haiku Workshops, where we use poetry and spoken word and kind of expanded on the theater piece, and we go out to schools and churches and mentoring organizations in order to, again, teach young people about health, important health issues like nutrition, like smoking, drinking, drug use, delaying sex, HIV, violence, bullying. All of these are very, very important. And people need, schools and other organizations working with youth need creative ways to explore these issues in a way that is empowering to the young people to make healthy choices. So we do that with Healthy Haiku Workshops. And about 2 years ago, at least two years ago, I started working with women's organizations using the same strategies to teach about health issues, and it's so much fun. You know, I mean, that's kind of like the common thread with the young people and the women's organizations, is just teaching in a way that's so informative but also a lot of fun. So those who come will get to experience the Healthy Haiku approach to teaching. We'll do a little mini workshop on probably nutrition. We've got some other ideas, so I'm still, you know, putting that together. I've got a couple of other things that I'm going to share, but they'll be an offspring from the Healthy Haiku workshop that I'll be doing. And someone who's not here on the itinerary is my life partner, husband, Ron Stevens, who's also going to present. A lot of people know him as a master faster. He's been fasting for, well, he doesn't call it fasting. It's his way of life. He does not chew his food, so he liquefies nutrition in the form of smoothies and juices and soups and teas, you know, things like that. And he's very healthy, very knowledgeable, and he is available. I'm just walking to let him know that we're ready for him to come on board. Ron, are you ready? Okay. He's right here. Say good evening to Jamila and her guests.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you, Ron?
All right. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Okay. What would you like to share with my listening audience in terms of your wonderful expertise for the weekend?
Well, basically, I was going to talk about fasting, the significance of it, and how anybody can do it,
okay.
And blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so fasting, what do you mean when you say fasting? Because it's different types of fast.
Well, yeah, that was the first topic at hand. Some people say that, you know, for instance, when they do Ramadan, they don't consume anything after sun up and until sundown. No water, no anything, right? And then they eat afterwards, all right? That's one way. And some people just do liquids, which is what I do. And some people just do water. Some do, well, they do, yeah, if they're eating meat or something like that, I've talked to some people who say, well, I'm going to fast from meat, so I'm just going to eat fruit. But what I'm primarily talking about is not eating solid food.
Mm-hmm.
And I always explain to people, the ones who are aghast when I tell them, but everybody, if you were born through your mother on this planet, you fasted for at least the first 14 months of your life. You did a liquid fast, basically. That's how you came into being here. And until you grew teeth, you know, so I've seen some people give kind of mushy, solid food to their babies before they even had teeth or they got one tooth or so. But we're all, you know, it's part of our birth process. It's part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have different reasons for doing it. Some people do it to lose weight. And if that's what you want to do, it's fine. I'm not putting any rules on anyone. But some people want rules, so they read books and, for instance, the Master Cleanse Diet. He recommends that people don't do anything but lemonade with cayenne pepper and maple syrup for 10 days at least. And some people feel guilty because they want to drink some juice or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, there's no need to be guilty for mm-hmm. any reason because you're following your own dictates, the dictates of what your body needs. So, and then, you know, if you want to fulfill the reasons why you're doing it, then more power to you. Sometimes, you know, if you fall short, you know, you just went as far as you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that
you're waiting for more.
Yeah, you're saying that there are no specific rules for fasting. There are different types of fasts, and that people are doing the fast based on, or they should develop a fast that's good for them. I know for me, most people who are Christian do water fast during a certain time mm-hmm. of the year. And I know for me, that doesn't work for me. When I attempted to do water fast, my whole metabolism was thrown off. And people then use religious guilt. You know, if you're focused and focus on God, you can do it. My body just does not like it. So I don't fast like that because that water fast doesn't work. I even did the lemonade cleanse. And I could get up to day 5, but my body started saying, I want food. So, because I don't have a lot of body fat either, so my body was like, okay. It felt like it was going into starvation mode. So I then stopped And I did, you know, I had set my mind to be disciplined, and I did feel guilty. But now I just decided that those kinds of fasts are not good for me, because a lot of the foods that people fast from, I don't eat those foods anyway. So I think you're right. People need to take the guilt off themselves, and they need to do what their spirit inside is telling them is best for them, because there's a rice fast. I mean, there's so many different fasts that are out there that people can use based on what they're looking to achieve. So I definitely agree with that.
And the other thing is, if you're going to, also add that I became vegetarian simply because I read that book by Dick Gregory, Cooking mm-hmm. with Mother Nature for Folks Who Like to Eat. And, mm-hmm. He made so much sense, so much logical sense about our diets and so forth. And this past Friday, he just happened to come into Sevenanda, and he immediately just attracted about 10, 12 people. And, I mean, I've seen other celebrities or well-known people who have come in Sevenanda, and they, most of them kind of are standoffish. They might not be rude, but they give out the energy that they don't want you coming too close. But Dick was very, very open. In fact, he let us take a picture with him, and I told him, I said, you're the reason why I am on the path that I'm on right now. Because he inspired me with the fasting and the vegetarianism and so forth. And he said, thank you. You know, but and he talked to us in the parking lot. There were about 12 of us, and he talked to us for an hour about all kinds of things.
Wow.
Yeah. But getting back to the fasting aspect, I think that also because we're in a society that kind of advertises food as a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it's like there's a difference between eating to live and living to eat.
That is very true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people live to eat. You know, even at work, and I work at Sevenanda, and it's the basis of the existence of Sevenanda is to be health oriented. But there are people who, you know, at 10:30, they start looking at the menus and asking three or four other people what they want for lunch. So it's that Pavlov dog syndrome, you know, when the bell goes off, you start salivating.
Mm-hmm.
And which means that you're no longer in control of your desires.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with having desires, but our desires are controlled by sources that basically want us to support them monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's, and a lot of things that I realize a lot easier when I fast, because food, you know, everything that we encounter has some type of magnetic pull to it, ourselves included, and food has been given a lot of energy in that
mm-hmm.
respect.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows you to realize who's in control of your life. That's
mm-hmm.
one thing I've realized, and that and then when you fast, you don't become more spiritual. You're already that. But you become aware of the fact that you are already an infinite being.
And in what way? For those people who have never fasted, for people who don't get that revelation, in what way do people get more connected during a fast,
well,
spiritually?
Well, physically, eating takes a lot of energy, because you have the process of digestion. and a simulation. So it takes a lot of energy to do that. You know, I mean, we get used to it, and our bodies are resilient and can and, you know, I mean, if we weren't resilient, you wouldn't have 1,200-pound people who are living. Okay, so it takes a lot of energy to do that, but when you don't spend that much energy in that direction, you have a lot more energy for other things, and your body is more quiet. Well, my body is anyway. I don't know about other people, but my body is more quiet, and my inner voice is a lot louder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can see you're not having a lot of... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, it's like what you said. You don't have a lot of energy. You're not expending a lot of energy that you would when you're eating and you're being still. That's what I talked about for the first 30 minutes of the show. You're being still, and as a result, you are you don't have all those distractions. Eating a lot of food can be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chewing. Your brain has to be consumed with the fact that you're chewing and masticating food. So you don't have that.
And all of your inner organs get more or less a rest. So
mm-hmm.
there's more energy right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Imani wants to say something. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add that when I fast, I get almost, you know, all of your senses are heightened, and you know the ability to tap in spiritually becomes so much more aware of it. Like Ron says, it's there all the time, but I, you know, many of us, and we all have the ability to communicate telepathically, you know, just from our mind, from mind to mind. In fact, it was either this morning or yesterday, Ron and I were having a conversation in our head, and then he spoke something out loud, and I said, you know, it was kind of cool the other way. You know, we were talking about the same thing, and it was going on in our heads, and usually people who are close to each other do that. But when I'm fasting, you know, I can just think of someone that I haven't spoken with in, say, 3 years. Oh, I wonder how so-and-so is doing. Ring. The phone rings, and it's them. And, I mean, it always happens like that. And you know, getting quiet, you get answers sometimes before you even formulate the question. You know, it's just so very powerful. So I call it fasting. Ron, for him, it's a way of life. But I fast for a week here, 2 weeks there. And it's, like you said, your body knows when it's time to go back. But I love the experience of fasting and giving the body a break. And so the other thing that Ron is going to speak about is water, because we've both worked as educators with people, teaching them about the importance of alkalizing their body. So I wanted him to talk a little bit about that, because he's going to share the importance of water in terms of when you're fasting and when you're not fasting, but just the importance of water. And I will let him speak again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I
wanted to say something else about as far as fasting. You think about an onion and how you have layers before you get to the center. And to me, when I fast, a lot of those outer skin go away, or my focus is not on them. It's more toward the center. And you realize once again that eating is a habit, and, you know, we have other habits in life as well. And by breaking the habit, you actually experience more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the planet of choice, and when you start living your life according to the dictates of your habits, then the creativity doesn't get as much energy.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I think that's true.
Yeah. So as far as the, what were you going to say, Jamila?
No, I think that that's true. I think that's true. I think fasting is a spiritual journey, like you had talked about before, and I think it's not just about the food. I think it's about an inner discipline, and when you're not preoccupied with the food, then it allows you to go deeper within the recesses of your spirit and within the recesses of your mind. And for most people, and it causes you to be still. And for most people, like I mentioned in the beginning, you know, most people run away from being still. They don't want to be still with their thoughts because they don't want to be held accountable, because those thoughts start saying, okay, this is what you're thinking, what do you want to do with this? And most people don't want to hear their thoughts. They don't want to change. They want others outside. So fasting takes away that distraction of not going within. So I think it's very true.
Let
me just give the number here, Ron, too, for anyone who may want to join us on a discussion. For anyone listening via computer, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, a listening audience, our number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, I'm sorry, Ron. Uh-huh.
Now, I was going to say my advice to those who may eventually want to endeavor on a fast. I would say, I mean, we fast every day, actually. You know, when people eat in the morning after waking up, it's called breakfast or break fast.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to do a full-fledged fast while you're awake as well, I recommend you go at least 3 days, because the third day is usually the hump day for
mm-hmm.
most people. And because around the second and a half day, they start, you know, the cravings start coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go through that, you know, it's very easy after that. I mean, it's just like going downhill on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, the third day is the most challenging, because when I've done it, I think I've done one for maybe about 7 days or 10 days. That third day was the most challenging, you know, for me. So if anyone would like to talk to Mr. Ron Stevens or Dr. Imani Ma'at, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Please stay tuned. We're going for a brief commercial break. And after this, we will resume our conversation with Dr. Ma'at and Mr. Stevens. Stay tuned.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural, holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness. And this is Professor Jamila Franklin, and we have on the line Dr. Imani Ma'at and her very knowledgeable husband, Ron Stevens. And we're now talking about fasting, and Ron is going to also give information about the importance of water. Okay, Ron, and what else would you like to share regarding fasting?
Ron stepped away from the mic for a minute, Jamila, but what he was getting ready to start talking about, here it is, hold on. Ron, Jamila wants you to continue what you're going to share about fasting and then go into segue into water as he's getting a glass of water to wet his whistle a little bit. Okay, here he is.
Well, I mean, I can go on and on about the fasting thing. But also, if you're kind of new to it, don't go around telling a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to other people about this, too, and when they do that, I mean, I didn't do it from the onset because, I read Dick Gregory's book, and he was talking about the significance of not doing it. And I remember I did maybe 30 days, and I was in college at the time, and my grandmother saw me, and she became afraid because I had done some cleansing and so forth, and when I did the 30 days, I was losing a lot of weight, and usually you can tell in your face first that the weight is dropping. So I normally, even now, about 150, and I must have gotten down to about 138, and she got afraid, and she said, she grabbed my cheek, and she said I was going to die. You know, so yeah, other people, I mean, I've had debates with other people, and I try to just like not even get into that, even with being a vegetarian, mm-hmm. unless they're really sincere about it. Because a lot of people, when you explain it to them, the first thing they do is kind of extrapolate it into their lives, and they become fearful because they start imagining doing without food.
Mm-hmm.
So once they do that, then the discussion turns into an attack. So I tend to just veer away from that. And as far as the water is concerned, I mean, it's very surprising how, you know, I work in a wellness department at 7-Under, and people come in with different ailments, and they want, you know, the Jetsons mode. You remember the Jetsons, how they opened up, and he flew home in his spacecraft,
mm-hmm.
and went to the
mm-hmm.
dinner table, and there was a pill on the plate. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want all of their solutions through the pill. And normally I ask people, well, if they're aware of how, especially with weight gain, because that's a pretty clear-cut answer I can get from them. When I ask, I say, well, how long did it take you to get this way and to try to take a pill and lose that weight in one-tenth of the time is not safe.
Mm-hmm.
So people want these instant solutions, and I usually ask people, how much water do they drink and what do they eat? And, you know, some people say, I don't like water,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing to me, because when we're born, we're 90% water. And, I mean, we grow in water inside the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
And as we grow old, I mean, our body still will maintain some balance. I mean, they say 75% water. You know, the planet is 75% water. So, we're in accordance there. But there are a lot of people who say they don't like water, and what they don't realize they're saying is, I don't like the kind of water I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, Imani was talking with this woman in Memphis last week, and I don't know exactly what was going on with her and her children, but Imani asked, what kind of water are you drinking? And she said, just tap water. Like, what else is there? And if people would pay more attention and study what it is they're putting in their bodies, there are a lot of things that they wouldn't, and especially with the water.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies, you know, our bodies are designed to be alkaline. There are four systems in our bodies that should be acidic: your mouth, your stomach, your skin, and your urinary tract. All right, and everything else is some level of alkaline pH. So the significance of maintaining that balance is great, because they did a study that I read about 3 years ago, or maybe 4 years ago, where, you know how when people donate their bodies to science upon death, they got maybe 200 people like that that all died in their 70s. And they autopsied all of them, and they found out that the great majority of them had only 40% water content in their body. So they didn't die from whatever illness they thought they died from. They died from dehydration.
Wow.
You know, wow. I mean, you see people with a lot of wrinkles and so on and so forth. All of those things can be remedied by drinking the right kind of water, at least clean water.
So you're saying you can reverse wrinkles and aging skin by being hydrated with drinking proper water?
Yeah, that's the main solution, but there are other things you can do too. I mean, like, for instance, most people are concerned about the wrinkles on their face, and, I mean, there's something called facial yoga. I'm quite sure you're aware of it, but there's certain exercises you do that will activate those muscles in your face. And maintain a tone, just like the rest of your body. They say if you don't use it, you lose it.
Mm.
And the water helps to facilitate those things.
Mm.
You know,
wow.
You know, people buying a lot of these other collagen and this, that, the other, but they miss out because Dr. Oz said something, and they don't listen to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But the water is, you know, the water, we're all water. We're 75% water, and that's the foundation of our existence. Because without water, we can't live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that is really, really interesting. So water hydration, so when a person is fasting, most of the fasts that you have talked about have included liquids, either water or, you know, the juices or the soups, and as opposed to not having, going on a fast that has nothing, because there's some dry fasts where people just have nothing. And
mm-hmm.
what are your comments about that? If a person says, I'm going to fast and no water and no foods, no solid foods, nothing.
Well, I mean, there are people who do that, you know, and that's all well and good. And the reason why they're successful with it is because they've prepared themselves. Because that's, I was going to bring that up earlier about how you have to prepare your mind first.
Mm-hmm.
Just like George Clinton said, free your mind, ass will follow. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a Christian?
No.
No, but we just don't go there. But anyway,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, basically, your body is obedient to your mind. So once you prepare yourself mentally and spiritually, you won't have. The problems that some people have where they don't prepare themselves for whatever endeavor they want to do in terms of fasting, and their body kind of rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And they give in to the rebellion. So, yeah, there are people. There was a guy in Arizona, I think his name was Wiley, and he would go so many days without doing anything, and he would drink water. And he was also at one time in the Guinness Book of World Records for lifting, I forgot how much, 400 pounds over his head while he was fasting. So, you know, you had a lot of yogis do that. I mean, it was a guy who was known as the Sun Gazer. I forgot his name. And he hadn't eaten anything in 10 years. And he said he got most of his nutrients from the sun. And he looked at the sun in the morning and in the evening. And he said that our pineal gland gathers the energy that comes from the sun, as well as information. And he says everything we eat and drink gets a great amount of its energy on this planet from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sun, you know, enlivens the minerals and so forth in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I've dabbled in that from time to time. But the thing is, if you're going to be driving to work and you're going to go to work and you're going to be encountering different people, fasting that way may actually be an irritant. I know I found that's how it affected me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't, at this point in time, just go somewhere, be quiet, and not have to talk with people or see people. Because
right.
when you become involved in that, you become much, much more sensitive to your environment.
Right.
So I'm not against it at all, and I've tried it a couple of times, but not for any extended period of time, because I mean I would eventually like to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but that's kind of similar to what Dick Gregory has said. You know, first you become vegetarian, then vegan, then raw foodist, then fast. Then juice like you're doing, and then you become a breatharian, where
right.
you don't have to ingest any foods at all. Where is he in his evolution? Is he still a vegetarian, or what's going on with him?
Yeah, he I think he's a fruitarian.
Oh, so he's only doing fruits now?
Yeah. Yeah, he says our digestive systems are almost exactly the same as an ape, and that's primarily what apes eat.
Mm.
Now, there are some species of apes that if they attack another clan or have a fight and kill it, sometimes they'll eat them, but usually they're fruitarian.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. So your talk on Saturday is going to involve what you just shared with us?
I hope you take it so I won't have to be there.
It will be there.
Yeah, primarily, and some other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. And so you've been
No, go ahead.
So you've been doing your type of fasting for how long?
Well, it's just a liquid diet at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 5 years in March.
Okay. Well, so do you get any cravings?
Now, this is weird. This past summer. Now, I've never even eaten barbecue. Even as a child, I never ate ribs or anything like that. And I was driving down the street one day, and I smelled some barbecue, and it smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know what it tastes like. So
mm-hmm.
things like that, you know, I'll smell smells,
mm-hmm.
and it'll remind me of a time in the past.
Right. Right,
Just like when you hear certain songs, it does the same thing.
Right. It's a cellular memory. Some people have said when they fast, things that they haven't had in years, they have a craving for. Like if people used to smoke cigarettes, the craving would come back. I know a friend of mine's mom who was placed in a nursing home, and I used to go visit her mom. She had Alzheimer's, and so she came out of her, because they go in and out of their stages of being aware. And once that she came, she could barely talk, but she had an advanced stage of, she was in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's. She said, "I want a cigarette." It was just as clear. So it's like the memory holds, the brain holds certain memories. That was my point. So for you, even though you physically had not done it, maybe your parents, your mom must have eaten it, and so it was stored in your DNA.
I'm real big on freedom of thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I first started fasting, you know, Dick Gregory was the main impetus, but I also thought about just looking at how the government was and so forth. And I read this one particular article in, I think, Atlantic Monthly magazine, and how they embargo these other countries and don't allow them food, and even the leaders of certain countries, they basically starve the people as much as they can. You know, they've done it in the past in different ways to eradicate the existence. And I just thought that, you know, we live in the land of privilege. And I lived in Central Africa, and I saw how, you know, they didn't have a lot at all where I lived. I lived in Gabon, about 20, 30 miles below the equator, in a village. And I remember I taught English there, and I remember one of my students, I went to his house because his brother was a math teacher, so I went to talk to him. And his little brother, one of my students, was drinking something out of a bottle, and it was clear, it looked like water, and I asked what it was, and he said it's basically sugar cane and water, and he called it the wine of the youth. But I was thinking about how they couldn't readily go to the grocery store and just pick things up like we do, go to Kroger or Publix, because there was no grocery store within 80 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And the fortunate thing about being there was bananas, grapefruit, oranges, lemons grew on trees, and then, but their main, the majority of their diet was stuff they call manioc. I forgot what the other name for it is. Cassava. And they eat the root.
Mm.
And it's very starchy and so forth, but there's, you know, as far as a lot of greens, they didn't eat. They didn't have access to them because it was equatorial heat. In fact, when I was there in 1980, there were some Chinese, I guess, more or less on their version of Peace Corps, and they were horticulturists there trying to figure out how to grow green leafy vegetables in the equatorial heat. But at that point, they didn't have it. So I always thought about, you know, one day it may come to be in this country, in certain pockets of this country, where people don't have access to food as much. And, you know, I'm going to close in a minute because I'm getting the note to do so. But Dick Gregory said the difference between fasting and starvation is that one is voluntary.
Very true. Very, 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 very true. I think this information is excellent parting the pun, food for thought for people to think about, because people don't really think about fasting. They don't think about the benefits of it. A lot of people connect it to religious practices, but they don't see how it can be beneficial, and they don't understand or see the importance of water. Because I used to be one of those people who did not like drinking water. I didn't like it. It had a bitter taste to it. Now that I've gotten older, I see the benefits of it, and I really love it, and I put lemons in it sometimes, and after a while, lemons will make your water taste sweet. In the beginning, it tastes bitter, but then after a while, it becomes sweet. But I didn't like it. So, now it was interesting. I would chew ice, but I didn't like water. Now, ice is a frozen version of water. I mean, that was because I was anemic, too. I can tell when people are anemic because they chew ice. But I would chew ice all day long. Drink water, I hated it. But now I have an appreciation for it because of my changing taste buds. But I think this is really important information, Ron. I think it's really good information for the listening audience this evening and for people who are coming to the retreat. So you've heard a lot of words of wisdom from Ron Stevens about the importance of water and the different things that the different ways that fasting can benefit the body in terms of having more mental clarity, in terms of some people feel really energized, in terms of having better skin, particularly if they drink water with it. So there's so many benefits in terms of the fasting.
Hey, you I remember the first time I did, I just did a year, and I dropped so much weight. I got down to about 133, and I remember taking my shirt off one day, looked in the mirror, and I could see my heart beating, and it kind of startled me. And that was into the fourth month.
Mm.
But the fact is, if you when you make your juice and so forth, make smoothies, you add nutrients to it. You add extra nutrients because the first thing that goes, a lot of people assume when you fast, you're going to lose the fat. But that's the last thing to go. The first thing to go is protein, and your muscles are protein, and your heart is a muscle. So I read about certain people who went on these long-term fasts, and they didn't take in nutrients, and they had heart attacks. So you have to, you have to take in, especially, you see, I'm active. I've not ever really fasted and just sat and in a lotus position. You know, I've always worked. I taught karate for 20-some-odd years. I go to the gym, ride bikes, so on and so forth. So anyway, I'm wrapping it up. So the misunderstanding is that you get weak and
yeah, it
it's
is.
It's not true. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But you get more nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your nutrients come in a liquid form, so they're much more absorbable, and you gain a whole lot more from it. In fact, the first year that I didn't, I'm not going to say anything else after this. after going down to 138, I went to 133, and on my fourth month, by September, which was the sixth month, I noticed that I had gained 2 pounds, and I was doing the same things that I did 2 months prior.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the fast, I actually gained 5 pounds. So what happens is your body gets more efficient with the nutrients that you take in.
Mm-hmm.
And you get smarter.
It stabilizes, too. I think it stabilizes. Once your body gets to a certain threshold, I think it stabilizes, and then it comes back from, especially if you're taking the nutrients that you mentioned.
That's true.
You know, I think it stabilizes, and then it comes back. Yeah. Well, Ron, thank you so much for sharing. It's going to be wonderful having you as a presenter on for Saturday for the retreat. When are you making your presentation?
When?
In the afternoon.
Yeah, so In the afternoon? Okay.
He's in the late afternoon, actually. Is it okay to give out a contact number in case people are interested in attending? Okay, as I said, we are almost at capacity, but right now we still have a couple of spaces still available. So if people are interested in attending the Fabulous Women's Health Spa Retreat in Stone Mountain, Georgia on this Saturday, November 9th, the phone number to reach us is 404-702-4382. Again, that's 404-702-4382. And if they call me, we can make payment arrangements. We're still doing a two-for-one, really, really, really big discount. So it's the same price whether you come by yourself or you bring a buddy. And at this point, we may have to limit it to just one person coming. So anyway, we'll work it out. We would love for people to come. We have an amazing roster of participants and presenters. So it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful networking opportunity in addition to a day of relaxation, exercise, mind clearing, healthy food, and just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. So thank you again, Jamila, as I said, for all of your support and encouragement with this, our first of many women's health spa retreats, but this is the first. So it's very important that we put everything, all of our best into it. And we have certainly done everything that we can to make this a fabulous, wonderful, wonderful event that people will remember. And they'll leave there with a lot of exciting information and a wonderful experience. So thanks again, Jamila.
Well, what I would like to do at this time, too, is we never talked about what the original cost is. So you said 10 for 1. I mean, 2 for 1, not 10 for 1, but 2 for 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's okay to talk about the cost? I know sometimes people don't want it. Okay, so the cost is 2 for 1, $99 special. Originally it was $150 per person. So when I say we have come way down on the cost, we're really just wanting people to come and to enjoy it. This is I'm a health scientist in addition to some of the other hats I wear. So for me, it's all about evaluating the experience, making sure that people gain a lot from it. And we'll have the objectives laid out for people. But we want to make sure that it's successful. So for me, it's more important that we have a nice crowd that is fully saturated with information and a wealth of knowledge from the presenters. So we've brought the price way, way down, and we're excited about doing this. And I'm sure that future retreats are going to be priced back up at a much higher price. But we just want people to come and experience this and give us the feedback that we need in terms of marketing and you know, getting sponsors and really doing this, taking this to another level. So that's where we are. It's 2 for 1, $99 special, and we're encouraging people to come. Call me at 404-702-4382. And my name is, I'm Dr. Imani Ma'at. Thanks, Kayla. Love you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And for the remaining 16 minutes, are there any other points you want to make, Dr. Imani?
No. You know, for some reason, I thought you were actually over it. That's why I kept nudging Ron, saying, her show ends at 8:30. You need to wrap it up.
No, we end at 9. We end at 9.
Okay. No, we're just excited about people coming. I don't know if you have anyone on the line that may have any questions for us. Do you have any hands raised?
If anyone would like to call, I have someone on the board, but no one has piped in to ask questions. The number for Dr. Imani is 1-818 972-8023 and press 1. If you have any questions for Dr. Imani or for Ron Stevens, her husband, about fasting and water, please call now. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So for the remaining 14 minutes, if you want to share anything else about the speakers and the lineup, feel free to do so.
Well, as I said, we have a wonderful lineup of speakers, all expert health and wellness professionals who have worked in, many of them have worked not only in Atlanta, but in other cities across the U.S. Many have had training and experiences, as Ron said, you know, he worked and lived in Gabon in West Africa. He worked and lived in Japan for 3 years. I have myself worked in many places in Africa through my work at the Centers for Disease Control. I've had opportunities to work in Nigeria and do presentations in Cameroon, West Africa, Côte d'Ivoire, Ivory Coast, also West Africa, South Africa, several times for conferences, presentations, meetings. And so, and I know that Kwanda was explaining she had also studied somewhere abroad. So, Ombasa has worked in England and other in parts of Africa, and so it, and I know you've traveled a lot yourself, Jamila. So it's not people who attend will be getting the benefits of the global experiences that we each bring with us to our outlooks, and you know, so we're all very different in terms of our experiences. You're not getting just, you know, the local person who studied Reiki or who studied about health and wellness, but, you know, who've been around the globe with different masters, and that means a lot in terms of sharing what we know and sharing it under a different type of umbrella. You know, so that's, to me, that's another thing that makes this group very, very special and unique in a lot of ways. So I'm thrilled at the, you know, I can't wait for the event, and we still have lots and lots of preparation to do. You know, when you're doing any event, there's so many details that you have to take care of. You know, the physical space and the food and the preparation, although Aggie's doing the food. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
You know, normally I've had so many events at my home where I'm preparing the food, and she's certainly a lot more knowledgeable than I am, although I think I make the best live and raw kale salad, and I know you think you make the best live and raw kale salad, so we're going to have to have
I love mine. I do not profess to have the best. I just love mine. I love mine, but I do not profess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm kidding, but it's, you know, it's just nice moving in this circle, but we will, like I said, we have a lot of details to take care of, but things are coming together so nicely. The universe is just supporting me in this mission to have this wonderful, fabulous Women's Health Spa retreat here in our lovely home and acreage here in Stone Mountain. So it's just so many times people have walked in our front door and they just say, wow. Wow, this feels like a retreat center, you know. Mm-hmm. And I started my teen theater program in our great room. We've had many meetings and presentations and events here. So this is the first time that we're actually calling it a retreat, where the whole objective is to educate and create an environment where people can relax and enjoy and learn while they're here. And when it starts getting a little chilly, I use the infrared spa every evening. And it is like my treat, you know. It's like kind of detoxing off of the world and just going in there and soaking up the infrared heat, which is so good for your body. And so you know, when I first conceived of the retreat, you know, I had that room, like, closed off. You know, like, that's my private space. I said, no, you know, if the women are coming, they need to be able to experience that sauna. Because, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's the same kind of, you know, hot, dry sauna that you have at places like Jeju Spa and places like that. And people go off and, you know, go to, but of course, it seats a lot less, fewer people than what Jeju's can hold. But again, it's an intimate space. It's, you know, two people can use it at the same time. We have music pumped in. There's a sound system in there. So in addition to the heat, you know, we'll have relaxing meditation music, or they can put on Michael Jackson if they want to. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. to me. But it's a very, very cool experience to just sit in there and soak up the heat, which has major, major benefits around detoxing. So it goes right along with the meditation and the yoga and the live and raw food to be able to relax in the sauna. And I guess we'll have to have the timekeeper on the sauna too. We'll have people lined up waiting to use it. So we're just excited. We're having fun. Even preparing for it. It's fun just looking at how to organize the space. We have a baby grand piano in the living room, which I was hoping to have in the great room that I was hoping to have moved prior to the event. You know, maybe I can put that in my study. There may be a way to do this, but probably not. So we'll just work around it. We've got plenty of space, and it's just a matter of making it so that everyone. We're encouraging people to bring their yoga mats and to wear loose clothing. They don't have yoga mats. We've got several extra ones, so, you know, we don't want people to go out and buy a yoga mat just for this experience. People can bring their favorite blanket if they want, you know, and a pillow, whatever, just to be comfortable. Something else I was going to say, and I did mention that we all of the flyers and all of the advertisements about the event say that we're starting at 10, but we have actually decided to move the event up to 9 o'clock because there's so much that we're going to be doing throughout the day. And I was trying to give all the presenters at least 45 minutes to an hour to present, and we were running out of time. So we've added a 9 to 10 o'clock hour, and it's during that time that we're going to be doing the meditation and sound vibrational healing with Soraya. And so that's one thing that's very important. People who are listening or who listen after the fact need to know that we're starting at 9 and not 10. So we want mm-hmm. people to get a lot of rest before they come and come prepared to have the experience of their life. It's mm-hmm. going to be part. And I've gone to many, many, many retreats, so... And I know you have as well, Jamila. So we're trying to take the best of the best in terms of the experiences that we've had at other similar type events. And I can honestly say that this has some of the best elements of the best retreats for women that I've ever gone to. So my biggest concern is, you know, how do I get people to leave at 8 and 9 o'clock at night? Because I know that, mm-hmm. you know, we're going from 9 to 5, but I know that people are going to, because they always do this when they get to this house they stay. You know, it's like, so how do I politely tell people at 8 o'clock? Okay, we need to wind this up. Yeah. You know, officially we'll wind up at 5, but we will. People are invited to stay longer. You know, to use the sauna or whatever foot massage. Foot. We've got foot detox. Systems and all kind of exercise machines and fun things that people can take advantage of while they're here.
Well, one of the things that one thing that has not been mentioned is that you're going to have people there with holistic products to sell for vending. like aromatherapy products, my products will be there, and there will be some other opportunities so people can not only experience it during the presentations, but if they want
mm-hmm.
to
purchase
things, like I'm going to have holistic aromatherapy gift baskets for the holidays. So you can just come, not only experience the wonderful retreat, but if you want to take some of these things home with you, and they're reasonably
mm-hmm.
priced. So I want people
yes.
to know, because sometimes people will say, oh, I didn't know that we could buy things if I had known. No,
I
would have
brought some cash. Bring some cash with you, or bring cards.
Yeah, or your debit cards or whatever. We'll be prepared to take that. So I just want to let people know that there are wonderful opportunities for you to buy gifts for the holidays. Like I said, I have a whole line of wonderful aromatherapy, healing therapeutic products that will be available for purchase. And there will be some
mm-hmm.
other people there who are providing services. Just
exactly.
come prepared to experience that and to be able to take some of that home. We have a lot
mm-hmm.
of free things,
and
we have wonderful gifts for people to purchase.
Mm-hmm. And we'll also have many of the presenters will have gift coupons, discount coupons for their services and programs and products. So that's another thing. As I mentioned, there's a follow-up retreat the following weekend, and I know that she's giving like almost a 50% off discount from mm-hmm. the cost of that retreat, and that's a 3-day retreat. So there's going to be a lot of nice follow-up opportunities. I'm going to be speaking about these wonderful power strips, FGX power strips for pain. You know, as a health and wellness practitioner and coach, this was something that was brought to me a couple months ago, and they're all natural, made with germanium and Korean red ginseng and silver ion and several natural things like calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And so you place them on your skin, and I've seen people come out of pain states immediately when they get stripped, which is what I call it. So we're going to have a stripping party, not literally, but with the power strips, so that people, anyone who comes that has any back pain issues or knee pain, shoulder pain, joint pains, we will make sure that you get samples of these wonderful power strips. And that's another thing that I'll be sharing with people when they hear. So thank you for mentioning the products, because there will be some really, really good holistic health and wellness products that we will be sharing and talking about. There's a subliminal program that helps people with weight loss and productivity and prosperity and money and, you know, so many things. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that program that I'm actually sort of testing it out for the creator of the program, and I think it's wonderful. I've been doing the weight program and the weight and the prosperity programs, and both of those have been incredible, and I can feel the difference in my life. So thank you for mentioning the products, because there are the lectures and experiencing the different services, but then there are also products, really, really nice products that we're going to be making available to people at this event. So that's it really for me. How are we doing time-wise, Jamila?
Okay, we're wrapping it up with 90 seconds.
Okay.
And you can give your number again, and we are closing out.
Okay. All right.
Give
first
your number.
Of all, I'd like to say, yes, thank you so much again, Jamila, for having me on and for all of your support and encouragement with this retreat. Because I know there were days where I said, okay, why are we doing this? This is like way, 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 way too much work and anxiety. But it's no longer that. It's not work. It's not anxiety. And the phone number is 404-702-4382. We have a couple of places still available, but we're almost filled to capacity. So please, 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 if you're in the Atlanta area or nearby, we'd love to have you with us on Saturday, November 9th. It's Saturday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Imani Ma'ad and Ron Stevens. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and hope to see you at the retreat. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.